Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage in for Bruce. Today, we appreciate Paul helping us out on a jumbled together week here on the program. Joining us now, publisher, GoPowerCat.com, Tim Fitzgerald, friend of the program. Fitz, we always bring in when we need the skinny on K-State. And Fitz, what's the vibe right now in Manhattan? Puckered? How's everybody feeling up there?
That is absolutely perfect. I would never come up with that word for that, but that is exactly what most people are. And I think folks inside the athletic department feel good about K-State's position, but their emphasis right now is an attempt to save the Big 12 in some form by inviting in new members. That's where seemingly K-State is narrowly focused, maybe too narrowly. But I expect this week they'll be, you know, looking at other options, because I know other programs in the Big 12 are, and I really truly believe that at this point, as soon as one of the old Big 8 or maybe Texas Tech flinches and takes another offer, if one's made, the conference will collapse, so you better have a plan ready.
That is the interesting point, and that is that Texas Tech and Oklahoma State and the University of Kansas are probably the three key schools at this point when you look at the potential for teams bolting. Any word on any inside skinny on any of those teams on what they're looking at? Are they looking at trying to at least hang in for a while with the Big 12, or are they all really putting their focus on these other options in other leagues?
Yeah, Paul, that's good stuff, because here's the thing is there's lots of media reports out there about this school talking to that school, these schools talking to that conference. And I'll be blunt, we can't trust them all. I mean, I've already heard that, you know, KU was talking to the Big Ten, and then people are like, no, they're not. So there is an interesting thing going on, though, that Oklahoma State, Texas Tech – seem to be working fairly closely, and there appears to be TCU seems to be an aggressor, and Houston is trying to jump into the swimming pool when they weren't even invited to this party. So there's something in the works with O-State, then across the state of Texas, Tech, TCU, and Houston to fill a Pac-12 East pod. Now, that might just be conjecture or someone – you know, in the know, and someone ran it as a fact. But that's very interesting to me, because the perception of that is, oh, heck, we're going to get the Oklahoma markets, we're going to get West Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Houston. And in reality, we know as a conference that has TCU in it, TCU doesn't deliver the Dallas-Fort Worth markets. Guys, they don't really deliver Fort Worth if you look at their attendance and some of their ratings. Texas does that, which is why they're so popular. So it's interesting to try to sort out, facts from fiction at this point, because there's a lot of that going on.
I look at this and I can't decide what the best case scenario is and what my favorite scenario is. I think it's interesting if you see the report that the American may get aggressive and try and merge. The only issue I'd have there is who's the banner carrier. But when you look at markets, let's just, before everybody scoffs at that, realize that the American in a 12-team football playoff would have had a team in, I believe, 7 out of 8 years, like all but one. They were quick to point that out. Houston's there. If you could somehow combine Baylor, TCU, and SMU, now you're taking a crack at the Dallas market. But you'd have to get them all if you did something like that. And would that be enough? It'd be the best basketball league in the country, but is it enough football? So that's out there floated. If I'm the Pac-12, why don't I take all eight? Why would the Pac-12 make a small move now when everybody else is trying to make big moves? Go to the Pac-20, East, West, 10 teams each, and you've locked yourself up when the dust settles as one of the however many, whether it's three, four, whatever, super leagues that are ultimately, I mean, we can all see that coming. The SEC is just the first to make the first big move, aren't they?
Well, that's another wrinkle to this. What is the SEC up to? And I find this move curious because adding a program like Oklahoma means your existing members of the SEC are going to lose more football games. I'm not so sold that Texas will compete. They don't compete at a consistent level in the Big 12, for heaven's sakes. K-State matches its conference record, basically, over the recent years. So you got to kind of figure out what's going on here because the SEC's, there's reports leaking that they're going after Michigan, Ohio State, USC, UCLA, Florida State, Clemson. It looks to me like maybe they're trying to form their own football division, break free from all the peons as they view everyone else, and take all the traditional 1960s, 70s, and maybe 80s programs and put them together in a league. First of all, I don't think that'll work. I don't think teams will just abandon, you know, and the Big Ten. I don't see Michigan and Ohio State abandoning the Big Ten ever. Second of all, that'll destroy college football. I'd be really sad about that because it looks like they want to just form a semi-pro league in the South, and I don't think people outside of those schools will really watch that. So there's just so many moving parts here. If the American hopped in, which I expect them to, I don't think the Big 12, or even if invited in, if you can keep all eight schools together to go to the Pac-12, I don't think the schools will do that. If you can keep all eight together, they're going to try to bring in programs from the American, and because they do currently have Power 5 status, and I don't think you can take away the Power 5 status from the Big 12 without facing one heck of a lawsuit. So I expect the next move from the Big 12, if they can stick together, is to invite in Cincinnati, Central Florida, Memphis, and Houston. I probably would throw South Florida in there just because of recruiting in the Tampa market and being able to have your flag in two major cities in Florida. But that's what I expect. Now, if West Virginia breaks off and gets their own gig, which they really want in the ACC, that might shift everything to the West. And K-State and the rest of Big 12 will be looking at BYU, Boise State, those type of schools. So there's so many things going on here. But guys, remember this. This is something we all are forgetting as everyone panics and tries to figure out what they're doing right now. Texas and Oklahoma desperately want the Big 12 to splinter because then the conference will collapse and they won't owe anyone any money. It's really smart of the Big 12 to try to stick together through that 2025 media rights contract that they currently have and force OU and Texas to have buyouts and expand and bring in at least two teams before they depart to kind of build them up. And that's one of the things I put on the site today is that I think it'd be funny if the Big 12 expanded. Let's say they add Central Florida and Cincinnati or BYU Boise and then made Texas and Oklahoma go there in 2022 and play a game on those fields to boost their visibility around the country. I think that's what the Big 12 needs to get aggressive. And honestly, fellas, the Big 12 needs to get mean because they're a pansy when it comes to realignment. We've seen it now twice. Stand up and fight, guys.
Man, that is very well said. And what a scenario you just set up. Well, I've got a question for you that, I don't even know if this is a proper question, but does NIL have anything to do with realignment? What does NIL mean for realignment? And I'm talking about name, image, and likeness. Is that playing any factor in today's realignment?
It is, I believe, from the SEC standpoint. And congratulations. You're the first one to ask me about NIL in 5-6 days. That's been the great thing about realignment is I haven't had NIL questions. But it looks like the SEC is trying to leverage NIL into that semi-pro status I mentioned, where they would bring in probably league-wide contracts, for gaming. Now they're talking trading cards, which have had a resurgence post-pandemic, and paying players, even though it's not directly through the school, it's through NIL arrangements. That seems to be what the SEC is working on, an elite super conference of hand-picked programs that will leverage the NIL to pay players basically a salary. Now, it's always in the rules of the NCAA, but I feel like their intent is to move away from the NCAA. I don't know what that means for other sports, but NIL certainly is something that a conference like the SEC will jump right in and abuse as much as they can, bend it to their will, stretch the limits of what anyone ever thought the NIL would be, just to make them stronger, and more power to them for it, because it's a wide open world right now in college sports.
Jacob, let me just have a quick follow-up with Tim on that. I was very fascinated when you said trading cards. For instance, are you saying that the SEC itself could become like an entire trading card for Topps or Leaf or one of those? Or would it be like your local dealer, like you're familiar with Joe Rocco, with Rock's Dugout here in Wichita, who has done card sets before? He has produced like minor league baseball cards for the entire teams. Are you talking on a local basis, or are you talking on a national basis for trading cards? Because I've never considered that. I find that fascinating.
Yeah, I think we're talking national.
National,
basis.
Okay.
And can you imagine having the freshman trading card, if they make them all the way for freshmen, of a guy that turns out to be, you know, Joe Burrow, or Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Ends up being a top round, a top pick in the first round, and then an MVP or, you know, elite quarterback in the NFL. Those things would carry value. They would license through all of the players, just like video games. And the more prominent you are in the product, the more you get paid. And I think that's coming.
Wow. That just blows my mind. So, in other words, we're going to have guys searching for freshman cards instead of rookie cards.
You got it. You got it.
Wow.
Tim, I go Power Cat is not go Shocker. I'm curious, though, as this pertains to the three state schools, if there will be any political interference. It doesn't look like across the country that's going to happen on this go-round as it has in the past. But Wichita State, if the American splintered, or if any of those things happen as a non-football school, just as college sports in general, what scenarios play themselves out for some of these schools like that? Great program, great athletics across the board, but don't play football.
Yeah, that's interesting, because football is really driving this, and that's what drives the media rights, as we know, because Wichita State's been through that as a non-football school. Basketball media rights just don't have the value because there's so many games on TV. So this is driven by football. And I'm not sure what happens to programs. Wichita State's in a really cool position. I mean, they're in a football conference without football. That's how good basketball is for them. That's how notable they are in basketball. They're worth in hoops. And I'm not sure how this will all shake out, because this is really football driving this. And I thought there would be an elite league breakaway. I really did. I thought a grouping of schools, at least on the football level, would break away from the NCAA. I never envisioned someone would have the you-know-what to go invite people in, because that's also inviting lawsuits in. And I think it's going to really shake things up. It's going to get caught up in the courts. And a lot of programs are going to get caught in between if the American starts to collapse. I don't know what happens to programs like Wichita State. I just don't. But with all that said, getting back to some of your question, I'm not in favor of tying KU, K-State together. I don't think it's fair to limit one's opportunities based on the other one. And the example is perfectly. On paper, K-State isn't qualified for the Big Ten. KU is. If KU gets an invite to the Big Ten and wants to go, why would K-State be in favor of blocking that? And on the other side of that, why would any school in the Big 12 be intentionally trying to harm another existing member by blocking opportunities or bad-mouthing, which is already kind of going on out there? So it's going to get very, very nasty. But if the Big 12 can stick together with these media rights through 2025, it'll slow everything down.
There's no way they can, though. 4 years? I mean, no. If KU or Oklahoma,
you can't take
that risk. You just can't take that risk. If KU's got a chance to get Big Ten money, there's no way. Unless the government stepped in and said, "Now we need you guys to stick together because we want you both to get big money." I mean, that's happened in the past, but just doesn't appear to be happening this time around in Texas, in Oklahoma, or in Kansas.
I agree with all that. And really, the Big Ten, outside of the SEC inviting someone else, which I don't see from the Big 12, the Big Ten's the only one that matches money. I think if you look at ACC and Pac-12/16, whatever it would be, the money won't add up to what Big 12 schools are earning right now and can earn through 2025 through the existing contract. So I think as long as the Big Ten stays out of it, I think the Big 12 has a better chance of sticking together.
Who is the one team out of the Big 12 that you wouldn't want to be and the one team that you would want to be?
Well, I wouldn't want to be Baylor. Even though they won a basketball national championship, again, this is about football, and they still are sporting some black eyes from controversies in the past. They're a small enrollment, fairly heavy religious school. The Pac-12 doesn't want religious schools, and TCU is willing to walk away from the C in the middle of their name and be a secular institution, which they are been getting closer and closer to, which I didn't realize. I wouldn't want to be Baylor, though. And I think West Virginia is in a tenuous spot because they either stick with the Big 12 or they get an ACC invite, and the ACC hasn't done it yet, so they're kind of stuck out there. I mean, that's their hope is to get in the ACC, and I think everyone in the Big 12 recognizes it. Oklahoma State's in the best standing. Because let's say for some reason, when the vote comes up on OU in Texas and Texas gets voted down, they just grab O-State. I mean, O-State's on paper, or at least in perception, the most desirable member of the Big 12 that remains. I don't know if I agree with that, but basketball is arcing up for them, and football has been pretty solid. They do a lot of fancy schmancy uniforms, which is sexy in the Pac-12. I think Oklahoma State's probably in the best standing, and plus their location kind of lends to that. You only have to invite in one team from Oklahoma State or from Oklahoma if you go that direction.
I still wonder, Tim, if there is a way of a merger for the Big 12, and if it was Big 12 and Pac-12, it would certainly be enough. But back to if it was Big 12 and AAC. I mean, one, could you just imagine that basketball conference? Good Lord.
That'd be incredible.
But on the football, is it enough to have the remaining Big 12 combined with Houston and Memphis, Cincinnati, UCF, some of these teams that have been really good? Is that enough to give them a power, whatever number it is, if that road went, if they could blow up TV deals and TV networks are telling them, yeah, we'd get on board with that league and we would pay more say than what the Big 12 gets now. Is there enough without the banner carrying OU in Texas to have a league like that become a new Power 5 type league?
Well, I think the only way to guarantee you stay Power 5 is to probably, no, that's not even true. I don't see how they can take away Power 5 status from the Big 12. I mean, they're losing two prominent members, but I think you're going to face one heck of a lawsuit if you try to demote the conference. And that's why I think inviting in other members would solidify that. But let's understand this, and everyone needs to grasp this. If you're Kansas State or Iowa State, unless I get into the Big Ten, which I just don't see, Texas Tech, the money will never be the same. I mean, there's only one school out there that matches the probably media rights ability of Texas, and that's Notre Dame, and they're not coming to the Big 12. Oklahoma and Texas are considered two of the top seven football value programs out there, according to the Wall Street Journal. And there's no combination. Let's say the Big 12 pulls off the miracle. They get Nebraska, Missouri, and, you know, Texas A&M decides to bail. Just whatever dream scenario you can come up with. Arizona, Arizona State bail on the Pac-12. It still won't add up to the value Texas and Oklahoma bring. I truly believe that. And you look at Texas's TV ratings and you understand. They just drive a lot of eyeballs. And so the money will always be less. And now you're just trying to manage the amount of loss you're going to take. And that's the ultimate calculation. With joining the Pac-12, as you know, whether it's 4 or 8, I can see West Virginia not being involved in that. Maybe Houston comes in to be part of the 8. Are they able to get a contract for 20 schools or 18 schools or whatever it ends up being that will compensate properly all of those schools somewhat tangibly to what they're getting now? Well, the Pac-12 doesn't even do that now. The ratings are bad. People don't watch their product. And honestly, college sports aren't part of the culture out west as much as they are in the Midwest.
I've got to ask about Iowa State. We haven't really discussed Iowa State in this scenario. ACC is probably going to look at West Virginia, although you have said they haven't yet visited with them. But Iowa State is an interesting situation because the Big Ten is looking at taking in Iowa State. They already have Iowa, particularly in a state that has no population. Contrast Iowa State and Iowa in the Big Ten compared to the SEC, who really don't like to have two teams in the same state. I mean, other than Mississippi and Mississippi State, you know, Georgia only has one. Florida has one team. South Carolina, one team. Tennessee, one team, other than Vanderbilt, which doesn't really count. Will Iowa State end up in the Big Ten? And is that good for the Big Ten? Because I don't see what Iowa State brings to the Big Ten.
Oh, you nailed it. I mean, Iowa's the dominant school in that state.
It is.
In terms of viewership. Iowa State fits the criteria of the Big Ten. People don't realize that they are actually of AAU status, the academic guideline the Big Ten demands. Nebraska had it and lost it, ironically, from a dirty trick from Nebraska or from Texas. So I think that's just a funny understory there. But I think the Big Ten would have interest in Kansas. And I keep saying this is driven by football, but there's only a few schools out there with the basketball brand of Kansas. And I think it isn't the worst thing in expansion sometimes to bring in a football program everyone else feels like they can beat. Because, again, if you bring in good programs, you're hanging L's on your existing members, and that's not good for their business.
Yes.
But I think the Big Ten really wants that Southern addition. If they had their choice and they could just pluck anyone, I'm confident it would be Virginia and North Carolina. You get the basketball of North Carolina and decent football. You get a huge institution in Virginia. And I think that's what they'd really want. But then again, man, if you start having the Big Ten raid into the ACC, you want to see all you know what break loose. It will break loose. And I don't see that happening, and I don't see them wanting Iowa State for all the reasons you just said. They're not a big player. And so Twitter's a weird, weird place full of hostility and stupidity. I know because I'm part of all that. But one of the best tweets I saw is, hold on, so Iowa State thinks that the SEC is going to grab Oklahoma and Texas, and the Big Ten is going to counter with KU and Iowa State. Now, just think about the absurdity when we're talking about football here of that, even though Iowa State's on the uptick for now. It just doesn't add up. And I think if the Big Ten expands, they might want Kansas, but they really want a home run hit. And that, I think it'll be Virginia they try to get to, because North Carolina showed up interest in sticking with Duke and Wake Forest for whatever reason.
Fitz, we really appreciate it. We'll do this again. I think we're going to see a Super League of some sort come out of all of this, and outside the SEC, who I think is also trying to go Super League on us. There's too much power to be had as we see the NCAA dissolve. But let's do this again soon. We'll explore it. We always appreciate it. I feel for you up there. I know it's got to be a tense time in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But it's good for viewership and clicks.
There's nothing more popular on the old internet than realignment. Fitz, appreciate it. We'll keep following along as you navigate us through it. Oh, boy. Catch your breath. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about what we just talked about, and then we'll get into some other topics here in hour number two. Sports Daily on a Tuesday.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.